Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Dear Sheikh, today I want to talk about this very sensitive phase of these young adults' life. And these teenagers, this phase is also known as the age of hormonal changes and infatuation, meaning that these children who are now grown-ups, they start to experience new feelings, attractions, and also lust, sexual desire. As parents, how should we handle this very sensitive life phase, which can lead to disastrous results?
Very true. You've rightly pointed out that if not managed properly, this could lead to very disastrous results.
Right.
So, very true that this is the age of hormonal changes. But let me point out that there's one element that is the hormonal changes, which means the desire and the feelings and the emotions creep up into this person once they reach that puberty and the teenage.
Hormones, naturally.
That is part of the normal process. But let's understand another important element, which we have kind of touched upon slightly in one of our earlier episodes, is that there's a term used in Islamic Shariat, particularly the rulings. When you're looking at the rulings and fatawa from our Maraji Taqlid, you will come across a term called mumayyaz in Arabic and Farsi. In English, let me explain what it means.
Right.
Someone who's mumayyiz means that they're able to differentiate between the right and the wrong, and they've reached the age where if they look at a man and a woman, they can look at the physical features of them and can differentiate clearly that, oh, this is a man and this is a woman, and these are their special parts and these are their special parts.
Right.
And that's why in the rulings, you will see that it has been recommended for women that if you are in a place and you have these kind of children who are at this age of mumayyiz or tamiz, which is that age of 9 to 10 years, please cover your ornaments. Please cover your, the beauty parts so that they don't get attracted towards it. They don't start focusing on it, because after this age, those hormonal changes start happening. But before that, they're already aware of these things.
Right.
So most of the parents starts focusing on their kids when they reach the teenage, and they're saying that, okay, now is the time to talk to them. Now is the time to tell them.
Right.
Yeah. But that's already late, because
late.
The child has been looking, noticing, and paying attention, and they even notice the difference in behavior. You know,
especially in our age, dear Sheikh, with the internet and all
exactly.
of the things that you can find on the internet.
On the TV.
And the television as well.
And particularly keeping in mind that the TV is also targeting the tweens and
right.
teaching them certain behaviors and teaching them how to
just
be.
Just movies, so, there, Sheikh, and music,
exactly.
the lyrics and stuff they sing about it.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
So there's a lot happening on the TV, but let me come back. Probably, let's grab
a quick break, there,
take a break,
and we'll
come back and talk
back.
About the behaviors,
yes.
how they notice the difference.
Right. Yeah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the age of the hormonal changes in teenagers, namely when they start to feel and develop attractions to the opposite gender. Now, dear Sheikh, just before we went on a quick break, we were mentioning how even the television and adverts and music, they target these teenagers and tweens. Please continue where you left off.
Yeah. The most important point that I wanted to emphasize was that when the child is around 9 and 10 years old, even though the hormonal changes have not taken effect in him,
right.
but he's able to differentiate not just the physical form, but the behavioral pattern of the father and the mother at home. They would see how the mother behaves. She has more love, kindness, and grace in her behavior.
I would say she's more feminine in her actions, how she,
correct.
For example,
more
sits,
feminine,
dresses
correct.
And stuff.
And
right.
The way she walks, the way she talks,
yeah.
the way
and
she
behavior.
Flips her hair.
Exactly.
All that is being noticed. And on the other side, they look at the fathers, that how they are macho and they're even aggressive, the way they talk,
right.
the kind of words they use, the language they use, the way they walk, sit,
right.
talk. And
they're more manly, which unfortunately in today's age, it has become a derogatory term of calling somebody manly or feminine, but that is what it is, right?
Correct. So now what happens is that this child starts noticing, and then there are hundreds of questions on his mind related to the physical behavior, related to the emotional behavior, related to the attitude and behavioral patterns, right?
Right.
So the child is already noticing all this, right? And he being the, let's say the child is a boy, he automatically starts noticing that gracefulness in his sisters and mothers, and it's already building a attention and attraction in him. With the hormonal changes, this intensifies a lot.
Right.
And that's why you will
it's
see...
It's like steroids.
Exactly. So that's why you will see in a house environment, the daughter is more attached to the father, and the son is more skewed towards mother, because they see the opposite behavior in them. So if you look at cultures, different cultures, you would see that the daughter likes to hang around with father, and maybe after the conditioning that's happening from the TV, this might have changed. But in different cultures, if you look at subcontinent, I've been to Singapore, I've been to Malaysia, I've been to Bangkok, I've lived in India, I've lived in Melbourne. I've
right.
noticed all these families, including here in this country, I've noticed different families. And you can clearly see that the girls like to spend more time with the father, particularly...
It's a known fact in the entire world that... The daughters always are more, I don't want to say attracted, but more
attached,
closer.
Closer,
closer
attached
to the
father. And on
right.
the other hand, the sons. This
like
is,
we say, we also have this term, we say mama's boy.
Correct.
And the, right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this starts happening right from age 10. And then this element of hormonal changes kicks in.
But Sheikh, allow me to interrupt you. Just before we go deeper into this subject, just to clarify, this attachment, what does it stem from? Because we have psychologists such as, for example, Freud, who says that it is because they are sexually attracted to their own parents, which has caused a lot of issues. Just
correct.
Please, if you could clarify as a psychologist yourself,
See, Freud's point of view is a very, specific and I would say individual point of view, because Freud in his own researches boiled down everything back to sexualism, including a two-year-old child. He says when the child is suckling milk from her, from his or her mother, is basically satisfying his oral sexual needs.
Well, so that's quite the far leap.
So there's something, I would say, something wrong on the upper apartments of Sigmund Freud, because he looks at everything from the sexual point of view. Yeah. But there is another element, that is the personality types. So the boys have a certain personality type and they see that this gracefulness is missing in there. Let's come back
let's
and
come
discuss
back,
here.
Continue this after
because there's a little
break.
More explanation here. So right. Let's come back after a break here.
Regarding the sixth verse of Surah At-Tahrim, the 66th Surah of the Holy Quran, that is, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, save your families from fire by enjoining them to do good and forbidding them from evil deeds.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Just before we went on a break, we were discussing why it is that girls, for example, are more attached to their fathers and boys are more attached to their mothers. And now, Sheikh, you were saying, please continue where you left off.
The personality types. We were talking about the personality types. If you run a quick search on internet, you would see that there are four personality types. There's perfect melancholy, there's popular sanguine, there's phlegmatic, and there is choleric. These are different personality types, and you would see it as a general rule, there are opposite personalities in this. A choleric is opposite of phlegmatic, sanguine is opposite of perfect melancholy. And mostly they get attracted towards each other and then they end up being together and even getting married.
So it's the opposites attract.
That's true to a certain extent. And this is where you would, why does this happen? This is a very fundamental and necessary element to understand. What happens is a popular sanguine is a personality who's a little, absent-minded, if I want to call it. So when they walk into house, they kick their shoes in one direction and socks in another direction, throw the bag in one corner and get to, to the room to have lunch, right? To the dinner table or lunch table to have lunch. Whereas a perfect melancholy is a personality who walks into the house, takes off the shoes, rolls his socks, puts the right socks into the right shoe, left sock into the left shoe, put the shoe in the shoe rack, put the bag in the right place, goes to the lunch table, washes his hands, and then, in a most composed way, sits on the table to have his lunch. Now, when a sanguine looks at a perfect melancholy, he says, my God, I'm missing all this in my life. This, attitude of being organized, everything being in a right thing at the right place and everything being so perfect, I'm missing it, all this in my life.
Is that subconsciously happening?
Yes, that's subconsciously happening because somewhere they feel that I want that, but I don't have it. So if I marry him, if I associate with him, if I partner with him, I will get all those in my life because that's missing in my life. On the other hand, the popular sanguine is a fun-loving person. And perfect melancholy is not that kind of a... Because for perfect melancholy, everything has to be organized. Even the fun. So he has a plan for picnic. He'd say, wake up at 8, get into car by 9, drive for 2 hours, spend so many hours there. This is how we play. This is how we don't play. And so everything is time-mentioned and time-bound.
Time management, basically.
So more than fullest. Time management, everything has to be organized and scheduled. So if you say that I'm going to be at a picnic spot for 2 hours, you cannot go 2 hours, 15 minutes. It upsets him.
Right.
But what he sees is that this sanguine personality has all the fun and joy and happiness and always smiling and laughing. He says, I'm missing that in my life. So let me partner with him so that that person brings all this happiness, joy, and fun in my life, and I bring that organized behavior, and together we can lead a perfect life.
Sheikh, so just a question about these different personalities that you yourself mentioned. Are these theories or are these basically confirmed?
These are realities. These are based on individual temperaments based on where you live, the ambience you're brought up into, the kind of food you eat, the month you were born, the environment you are into. All these factors affect, and it's not permanent. They are changeable. So let's discuss in our next episode, because the point that we were discussing was that why are boys attracted towards mother?
Right.
They are more attached to the mother, and why are daughters more attached to the father? So
of
we'll
course.
Come back and discuss this.
Sounds perfect, dear Sheikh. Let's continue this discussion in the next program. I thank you for contributing to this discussion, and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.